You're listening to The Terrific Teacherpreneur, a podcast for teachers looking to grow a successful online business. Your host, Alex, was able to transform her Teachers Pay Teachers store from a small side hustle into a profitable full-time business. She now helps other teachers do the same. Listen along for actionable tips and helpful wisdom about business and marketing as a teacherpreneur. Here's your host, Alex.
Hello and welcome to the Terrific Teacherpreneur podcast. This week I want to chat about selling on your own website. Some episodes, I promise I'm going to do a short episode. I am not going to make that promise this time. I get the feeling this is going to end up quite lengthy. There is so much to unpack here. So I'm going to be talking about why I started selling my own website, and I want to talk about whether, you know, you should be doing that too or not. How I kind of set it up, a little bit of that backstory there, and how much money I've sort of put into it. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about how much money I've made and like how I maintain it now and just overall my feelings on it. But yeah, let's not dawdle here. Let's dive in. First up, why did I start selling my own website? The main thing is just that typical, you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket kind of phenomenon like we all do. You know, some people sell on other marketplaces, but you know, it just feels really risky just to have everything all on TPT and that's all you have. And should something happen to TPT, whether it's a really drastic thing, like it literally shuts down one day, or just something more gradual, like it just slowly starts to deteriorate due to other things, I don't know, like the algorithm changes, things like that, you know, you just don't know. You have no control over someone else's platform, someone else's marketplace. There is such a risk involved. So that is why people like to diversify and they like to have, you know, their own other options, basically. Well, I had that in the back of my mind, you know, especially with the whole algorithm debacle in the last few years. But it was just, yeah, it was just that feeling as well of like, it's what you're supposed to do. You know, when you're like an established seller, I don't know, after a certain amount of time, it's just one of the things that sellers do. And I hate to admit that, but it's kind of probably what it was, a little bit of that, not peer pressure. I wouldn't say people were like talking about it incessantly and making me feel like I had FOMO if I didn't do it. It wasn't that. It was just, it just felt like this natural next step because it's something that you see talked about in Facebook groups. It's something that, you know, you just go and look at a random established seller that you know, and they probably are selling on their own shop. Like it's just the thing you do. It's the done thing. I don't know. And so I think I felt that kind of pressure from that, which is not ideal, by the way. So that's probably part of it too. But yeah, just that kind of, it feels risky not to. And, you know, should there be a situation where something happens to TPT, you know, if you've got this other option, it just, I don't know, it feels more secure. That was a little bit about why I started selling my own website. And remember, I already had a website. So I don't know if you've, you know, listened to previous episodes and mentioned this, but I had the website built back in 2020 just for having a blog and things like that. So it wasn't really to do with selling, but I always thought I could sell on there if I wanted to. And then, yeah, so in 2023, I launched the actual website shop. So yeah, that's a little bit about, you know, the why I kind of started selling and how I kind of got started, when I got started. Here's the question that I want to go into next, though, for anyone listening, is should you sell on your own website? And I don't know if this is like something I probably should save to the end, but I guess I want to save you the time of listening to all this. If you know it's not for you, you can figure it out right now at the beginning of the episode and then not waste your time. I'm all about saving time. So maybe it's not for you. And if that's the case, then you don't have to listen anymore. Okay, so should you sell on your own website? Here are things that I think would be a yes and a no. You know, if you're in a somewhat established seller, and what I mean by that is if you've been selling a little while, maybe that's a few years, you know, you've got a store on TPT. When I say established, I mean that you are bringing in decent money. You have a decent amount of products, that you know what you're doing. You've got some marketing platforms going. You've kind of got things figured out. Like I said, it's a logical next step. If you are a new seller, this is an absolute no, like N-O, capital no. No, 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 no. And I'm talking like you're in your first year of selling, brand new to large, like, please stop listening right now. This is not for you. I know that, you know, you should be able to make these decisions. It's your business. But the whole point of this podcast is to help you. And it would be a disservice for me to give any kind of idea to you that you should be shelling in your own shop in your early days. Like that would be a huge, huge mistake, in my opinion. Just to break up like a little bit about what I mean by that is you are in your first year, you're like, you're figuring out TPT. And that's what you should be doing, is learning how to create great products, learning how to list them, navigating the website, starting some marketing platforms, whatever. you do not have the time, energy, or, you know, you're just like, you're not ready for it yet. It's like, even if you did take that on, something else is going to give. And in those early days, you can't be doing that. You can't be just taking on anything and then letting your product creation slide. That's just like, it's not going to work. So if you're a brand new seller, feel free to stop listening right now. This is really, really is not for you. It's, I think it would actually hurt your business. And I don't know if that's like a crazy thing to say or not. That's how I feel. I feel like when you take on something new, whether it costs you time or money, whatever, it will always take away from something else. And the time and the money that you spend on setting up a website is going to pull you in that, you're going to be pulled in that direction, and you'll be pulled away from things that matter in your early days, which is creating products, you know, making great listings, figuring out maybe a marketing platform or two. You don't want to be, you know, dividing yourself up too much and stretching yourself too thin, if you know what I mean. So yeah, newer sellers, this is not for you. And the next thing that might apply to you, whether maybe you're listening, you're thinking, I've been selling like 2-3 years, you know, I'm not brand new. If you cannot afford it, you should not be selling on your website. But if you've got, you know, ample money to spend expenses wise in your business, then yes, you can sell on your website. So money does factor in. That first one was more about time, honestly, because you just don't have the time to sell on your website when you're a newer seller. You've got too much else going on. But, you know, if you are somewhat getting used to TPT, been doing it a few years, whatever, can you afford it? That is the next question you have to ask yourself. And I'm going to talk more in this episode about money, about how much I've spent and how much I've earned. And hopefully that will, you know, help you understand. But it is not free. It is not free to sell on your own website. So that's just like, that's the basics you need to know, is that you will need to invest money. And whether that's hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, or, you know, I don't know, whatever, most likely hundreds, but it's money. And if you just don't have that kind of money lying around in terms of expenses, then something to consider. Like, say you're only earning about, I don't know, $600 a month on TPT. Then I think you should be really earning probably thousands on TPT before you start pouring in hundreds of dollars onto your own site. That's just my opinion. You can disagree maybe if you want to. But anyway, so money is definitely a factor. And like I mentioned earlier about time, I think if you're really busy, like a full-time teacher, maybe a busy parent, you've got so much going on in terms of trying to create products, and you've got all these marketing platforms, and you're already super, super time poor. I mean, just adding website selling to your plate, I don't know if that's a good idea. But if you have the time, because you've kind of figured a lot of that other stuff out already, like, you know, I've got room on my plate, then take it on. Especially if you're established and you hire and you can afford to hire people, in which case you can hire people to do this website stuff, or you can do the website stuff yourself and you can hire someone else to take over other areas of business so that you've got the time and the capacity to do your website. So the hiring factor is another great question. Can you afford to hire? Because if that's an absolute no at this point in your business, then I'm not sure how you would set up a website, because you'd have to DIY it yourself and then you'd have to let other things slide. And that's just, to me, feels risky. Honestly, think you need to hire, because you need someone to build it. But even if you don't build it with someone else, so you build it yourself, you're going to probably need to hire people to help you out in some way. I don't see how you could really manage this if, I don't know, it just feels to me like it would take up so much of your time. I don't know how you would do it if you weren't having support from team members or VAs or a website developer. I don't know. To me, it feels like a bit of an eh. So the hiring thing, another thing to consider. But anyway, let's move on to the next thing. I set it up. I want to start off by saying that I hired someone to build my website back in 2020. So when talking about actually building a website, I hired someone. That's like a whole nother thing. In this episode, we're talking about selling on your website. So we're going to assume that you already have a website for this example. Now, selling on your own website would be, you know, setting up WooCommerce or Shopify or something like that. Like just kind of putting that basically onto your website and then uploading resources and then maintaining resources and all that kind of thing. I actually DIY'd the setting up of WooCommerce because it's like this plugin. It was quite easy. I mean, I don't remember all the intricate details, but I kind of just threw it together myself. It's actually something you can DIY. It's also something you can hire if you're time poor or that still feels like overwhelming. But I actually just kind of put it together myself. It was not too crazy intricate and it didn't take me super long. So, you know, totally can do that. But when it came to putting the actual products on, that is where I felt like I just could not do that on my own. I actually first started hiring out a couple of years ago, and I actually had my mum help me for a bit. So she uploaded a couple of listings for me because like I had the template set up and I would just kind of give her the covers and the thumbnails, and she would kind of like duplicate the listings in a way, like, you know, copying and pasting things. And we together uploaded about like 20, 30 resources, maybe, probably my best sellers. And that took months, you know, trying to do that alongside other things. And, you know, I totally recommend that if you want to just like pay a VA or do it yourself, you could gradually upload your best sellers. Totally fine. After a while, though, I realized like, oh my goodness, I'm never going to get my whole store done at this rate. It just felt too much. So I hired Shelley Tomich to put my entire TBT store on there in just like, you know, in like 1 week, whatever, like just go. And she has an intricate system for it. She doesn't manually do it. And it's really cool. So she's pretty booked out. I don't know if you'll be able to get her. You can always reach out and find out. She has a wait list. But I basically, I paid her to set up. And then after she was done, I actually paid another lady called Anna. I can put all these links in the show notes to these people who just did some like updates on my listings. You know, there were some things that were pulled from TBT that I just decided I didn't want. And she just kind of went through and did some changes. And I'm going to just kind of segue now into the how much I've invested thing, because this is, you know, ties in really well. But I did spend about, I think about $700 ish on, with, you know, getting Shelley to import my stuff. This was a while ago. I don't know if that's her current pricing, you know, that don't just like take that number and run with it. You know, you have to check in with her yourself, of course, but I wanted to be transparent. I did spend about $700, I think. And that for me worked out over $1,000 in Australian. So quite an investment. Again, this is why I talked about, can you afford it? Because if you're doing it yourself, that's great, but just hiring someone to do it, you know, quicker, easier, but it does cost money. So that is what I spent. And then I spent a couple hundred dollars on Anna as well, actually, just to, you know, a couple hundred dollars just to get her to do a few hours of the updating stuff. Shelley's amazing with this whole system she has, though, because she's got this, like, and I don't know how to describe it, but a way to kind of pull it all from TBT, like scrape it all and throw it on the website. She's not manually doing it listing by listing. And so it actually works out cheaper. If I hired like someone like Anna to manually put listings up, whoa, that would have cost me thousands of dollars. So yeah, that's kind of it. But anyway, just looking at that there, like we're talking about $1,000 probably that I've spent on people setting this website up. And I even DIY'd some of it myself. And I know people who've paid a few hundred dollars to get the initial setup done of just like the plugin and stuff. So yeah, it's money. It's money here. Like it's, and I feel like I don't talk about this on the podcast enough, but yeah, it's been kind of cool. I'm going to share the money side of things. But it costs money. That's the reality of it. You know, you have to be able to afford it. Now, if you're obviously pretty established on TBT like myself, that kind of money isn't super big deal if that's something you earn quite easily. You know, you're making 4 to 5 figures a month or more, then, you know, that's not as big a deal. Of course, if that's what you earn in a month, then, you know, that's what I'm saying, you might not be able to pay for it. Anyway, that's how much I invested on the setup. And I actually have also spent quite a few hundred dollars on these plugins. I've got like this product bundles plugin and this like search thing called Facet WP. And they're a couple hundred dollars each. Like, I mean, nearly $200 for one of those in the last 2 years, because it's like, let's say nearly $100 for each of those two plugins. And I've done 2 years of this, like, ish. So yeah, it's, that's another couple hundred. I mean, like, just the maintenance. It's not just the initial setup. Say you can afford that. It's like, if there are plugins and things, or you are hiring someone to maintain your website, like there are maintenance costs too. Another thing to consider. If something goes wrong with your shop, or you decide you want to do these big updates and you need to hire someone, like, again, more money. So you have to factor that in. And let's now talk about how much I've actually made from my website shop, which, you know, like I said, it's only been around since 2023. It's not a lot. And I'm going to level with you. I don't even know if I've broken even, which is another reason I'm not going to go around recommending everybody sells on their own website. Like, whew, I've actually not really made much of a profit, I don't think. So what I've got in front of me at the moment is like an Excel spreadsheet that shows my monthly earnings from my website. Okay, I said 2023, but okay, ignore me. When I said I'd set up in 2023, I think I hired Shelley in 2023, but my mum and I had obviously technically been adding a couple of those listings at the end of 2022. Okay, so just to clarify, sorry, I actually technically started at the end of 2022. But in those final few months of 2022, we're looking at like $11 one month, the next month, $4. Sorry, the currency changes, because I sometimes sell in Australian or US dollars. I've got the next month after that, $26, $18. The next month after that, we're looking at $40. Look, I'm sorry, there's two currencies, so confusing. $20, $30, $30. Like, okay, each month, and is, you know, I've earned no more than like $30, $40 basically. in those first few months. That's not a lot of money. And then it kind of grows as the months goes on. Like February 2023, $151 Australian, and then $69 US, whatever the total is for that. I have to combine the currency. Sorry. I know this is a hot mess, but this is me last minute doing this. I used to be so much more organized with the podcast, but you know, I have a kid now, so everything's a rush. Yeah, it grows gradually over time, basically. It's like it starts to creep up a little bit. 2023, 2024. So July to December 2023, those months I earn was kind of like $30 one month, $150 the next, $160 Australian and $25 US, November 2023. Like, ugh, I don't know, nothing crazy. Honestly, pretty much what I was earning as a new TPT seller. Like, that's just a throwback for me when I was first selling on TPT and I would earn like $100 a month, $100, $150. Like, that's what the numbers I would earn was around that mark. So different to now, obviously, but that's what it is. It's what's like, I'm starting back from scratch. It feels like I'm a new TPT seller again. So yeah, it's pretty small. And so the total, and I don't have that in front of me, sorry, but it's looking at probably about $1,500 maybe ish, something like that. I think the last time I checked, a couple of weeks ago, I looked up and I think the total I'd earned was around that. Yeah. And so I've told you about how much I've spent and I haven't exactly done the maths on it, but like, to me, it sounds a lot like I'm pretty much broken even. I don't know if I've not even broken even or I've just made a profit. I don't know. But it's yeah, that's pretty confronting to think about. Now, before you sit there and think, oh my goodness, how sad, poor Alex, like you're not making a lot of money. I have done like no marketing. I have not sent emails to my email list. I have not posted on Instagram or Facebook. Like, I haven't announced on social media at all that I don't think that I've anything to do with my website. I mean, this possibility at one point when it first launched, like I sent maybe one email or made an Instagram post. I can't remember, but pretty much, you know, no marketing except a handful of pins. I've started really gradually chipping away at making a couple of pins for Pinterest that link to my website shop. I basically created an Excel spreadsheet with all of my listings on this on my WooCommerce. And I was like, I'm just going to keep a checklist. And when I gradually make a few pins. I love Pinterest. It's just like a big thing for me. And I love having fresh pins with new links. So this is like a new link I can use for Woo. So I'm like really excited. Finally have some fresh pins. So I'm gradually chipping away at that. And I've made a couple of pins, but I don't know that they've done crazy well or anything from what I've noticed. Like, my analytics on Pinterest are showing me a lot of traffic to TPT and to my blog. So I haven't seen crazy traffic from any pins yet. So yeah, not really much marketing happening. I guess it's a good thing to show you that you can make, you know, over $1,000 from like kind of doing nothing. But anyway, yeah, not made a lot of money. I guess honestly, this, I know it's kind of negative, but this episode's kind of summarize and probably be like, I don't really recommend selling on your website. No, that's not 100% true. I think there's a, you know, a time and a place for it, and for an established seller with money to invest and people to hire and that's going to actually market it. There's so much potential here, and there's probably other sellers making crazy amounts of money on their shop. But yeah, for me, it's pretty negligible compared to what I earn on TPT. Obviously, you know, my total for over a year or more is like hands down, like I can make that a week easily. So it's like, it's on TPT. So it's not a lot. Now the next thing I want to talk about is the maintenance of the website. And again, this is not going to look good for should you sell on your shop. It's exhausting. This is kind of, this episode is a real talk kind of episode. And I'm like, just being real with you here. It's exhausting and it's something, I don't know. There are days when I'm doing stuff on my website that I'm like, I think I regret this. Basically, I do a lot of updates in my TPT shop. I update SEO on titles. I, you know, update covers and thumbnails. I make new previews. I update the product themselves. I do so much stuff on TPT in terms of updating. And every time you update anything, even a price, you have to remember to go to your shop and to make the same change there. Especially pricing, because TPT has some policies around that. So, you know, you've got to remember to do that. But, you know, you can totally just like not bother, I guess. But I'd be very scared that years could pass and I could have two very different stores, basically, and one that's really like deteriorated and one that's up to date. So I have to try and remember to keep them both up to date. And it sounds easy, but it's not. It's like you think, oh, I'll just pull up another tab and just update it. But Woo is not as good as TPT when it comes to updates. You can't like send these, like, you can't check the box to like notify buyers. You can't easily upload the product and then proof it. Like, you've got to open, I have to open up Amazon S3 and I have to upload it there. And it's really hard to like check the link works. And, ugh, the preview links, you have to put these like links in. You can't just like upload a preview file. Like, it's yucky. I just don't love it. And it's work. It's just like this extra, I need to factor in another 20 minutes, half an hour, maybe, like just to make sure that that listing looks good too. And it's overwhelming when I do a lot of updates. I accidentally went on a rampage doing all this SEO for TBT, like updating all of these titles. And then I went, oh my goodness, I've forgotten to do it on Woo. Oh my goodness. And I had to hire someone to go onto Woo and to like match up the titles and do my SEO updates. And so that's another bunch of money I spent on someone, by the way. She's actually still currently doing it now, so I haven't even finished paying her. But like, yeah, full on. It's full on. I don't know. I know that, you know, on this podcast, I like to share positive stuff, and this is a bit negative. But yeah, selling on my website has not been some all flowers, rainbow, sunshine journey. If I'm being honest, it's cost money and it's cost time, and it's like not always super fun. I actually just don't go around recommending it, honestly. Kind of wanted to give that truth because I just don't think people talk about this kind of side of things. Like, how often do you hear podcast episodes or hear people in Facebook groups really just giving the full big picture, telling the full story, talking about the money, talking about the realities and the truths? Yeah, I don't know. But I guess one thing I will say to wrap up though is, you know, just having that security of knowing I have it. It's something that can kind of help me sleep at night. TBT is just so up and down all over the shop, and it feels really risky. And so it's kind of nice to know I have it. And I guess if you're someone that's been really struggling with TBT, like with the algorithm changes, and you feel that stress of putting all your eggs in one basket, and of course, if you can afford to do this, maybe a website shop is for you. But yeah, I can't go around talking about how amazing it is. It's, yeah. It's kind of cool to watch it grow. It's cool to see the earnings increase on it, and it's great to have a couple of extra $100, you know, here and there, but it's not a lot of money and it's just a lot of time, so I don't love it. But anyway, that is all I wanted to share today. You know, why I started selling, whether I think you should, a little bit about how I kind of spent money on it and set it up and made money from it. I don't know. I hope this has been helpful. I hope this has been insightful. If it's something you wanted to hear more about, that's kind of it for me on. If you want to chat more about selling on your own website, you can message me on Instagram at Terrific Selling Tactics. If you have a question for me that I didn't get to answer, or you can post in the Terrific Teacherpreneur Facebook group of mine, and you can ask questions of other people about their experiences with selling. Obviously, if this episode hasn't put you off, yay! And you want to ask questions about it, like, go for it. You know, I'm happy to answer more, and I'm sure other people are too. But yeah, that's all I can say. And I'm going to wrap this up. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope that you have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Terrific Teacherpreneur. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Come back for more actionable tips and helpful wisdom in the next episode with your host, Alex. Until then.